functionally obsolete. That's how Port Authority officials describe the agency's overcrowded Midtown bus terminal. TV comedian John Oliver has another name for it.
The Port Authority bus terminal, also known as the single worst place on planet Earth.
As WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports, there's a reason the bus terminal is one of the least liked public spaces in Manhattan.
John Oliver is obviously exaggerating, but not by much. At a public meeting in Teaneck last month, New Jersey commuters served up 2 full hours of nonstop outrage.
Come tomorrow to Gate 210 while we're waiting, we're sweating. Just come say hi, say we know this is really sucky.
We're people who are considering leaving this region.
I'm here to talk about how bad Gate 224 is.
I came to the terminal to see how bad it is, and the problems begin as soon as you walk in. There's no arrivals or departures boards for the buses. The information booth looks abandoned. The signs are sparse and bewildering. There are cell phone dead zones, mystery leaks. The list goes on.
For the last 16 years, I've been taking the New Jersey Transit bus from where I work in New York back into Jersey.
My guide is Hoboken resident Adam Wade, a web designer by day who performs in comedy shows at night and on the weekends. We're standing inside the doors of the terminal's 8th Avenue entrance, near riders struggling to use the NJ Transit ticket machines.
Now let's watch how long it takes. There's not even a line. There's 2-3 deep here, and there's 3 machines. Guys fiddling with this change. The guy in the middle's hitting buttons. He doesn't have a clue. The third guy, he looks like he knows what he's doing. He looks angry. He has a familiar look of the people on a Friday at the Port Authority.
Wade says skip the first floor ticket machines and use the ones on the second and third floors, which tend to be less crowded. And he says use the stairs instead of the escalator.
Because everybody can tell that they're not walking up the stairs on the escalator. They're just standing there. They're looking at their phones. I mean, if you want to time it, I'll have you go and I'll walk and I'll beat you by like a minute.
Okay, let's do that.
We'll go right now, okay?
All right, I'll take the escalator, you take the stairs. Okay. Go.
As Wade and I race through the terminal, I'll just remind you that this is the largest bus station in the United States and one of the busiest in the world. It handles more than 200,000 weekday trips, more than the PATH train, more than Penn Station.
So I'm walking through the terminal past the information booth.
The bus terminal opened in 1950 and expanded in the 1970s. Since then, the facility has lost hundreds of millions of dollars, in part by subsidizing NJ Transit with artificially low gate fees. The building has been stagnating as ridership has been rising. A third of all New Jersey commuters herd themselves through this place.
Past the Hudson News, I'm following the flow of the crowd. No time to stop and buy a Godiva chocolate teddy bear. And getting on the escalator.
The Port Authority once had plans to lessen the crowding by building a bigger terminal. But Christie's team, the same appointees who cooked up Bridgegate, decided to fund other projects, like extending the PATH train to Newark Airport and rebuilding the Pulaski Skyway.
I'm walking up the escalator, and there's Adam waving to me at the top. All right, you beat me.
I beat you by a good 25 to 30 seconds, and I had to dodge a bunch of people. Usually I don't have to do that. I'm a little out of breath, you can tell.
It's your daily workout.
Yeah, I'm doing my pulse. I'm at about 170 right now.
Wade says his impulse, shared by a lot of riders, is to get to the bus as quickly as possible. But many times, the building won't allow it, especially during the evening rush. And now a quick detour to Rich Barone, transportation director of the Regional Plan Association, who's been studying the terminal and can detail its dysfunction.
It's really crunched. The facility really can't handle some of these larger buses. Obviously, there's so many people that, you know, the gates themselves just can't hold them all. So you see it all the time, people just streaming all the way down the concourse. The lines go on forever, it looks like.
Barone says 7,500 buses compete each weekday for not enough gates. So the buses circle, clogging the streets while spewing pollution. And it's going to get worse. Now that the new train tunnel under the Hudson has been canceled, the main way to get more commuters into Manhattan is by bus, through here.
Every time I'm in line waiting for the bus, okay, and the bus line moves and then it stops, it could stop for 10, 15 minutes, it could stop for 25 to 30 minutes. No matter what, I will get stuck for at least 10 minutes in front of the men's room. And the last place possibly the last place in New York you want to be is standing in front of the men's room at the Port Authority, waiting in line. If hell had a hell, that would be it.
Since Christie's first team at the Port Authority resigned, there's been a growing sense of outrage over the terminal. The board finally voted to spend $90 million on basic improvements, including upgraded air conditioning and ventilation, and less dismal restrooms. New chairman John Degnan put it this way at last month's meeting.
People ought to arrive at work not hot and dirty and tired and frustrated by an everyday experience that doesn't meet normal standards.
The authority is working on a master plan for the terminal. It's due in the fall and is expected to include the option of selling air rights to a developer who'd put up a tower with a new terminal at its base. But that's a decade or more away. So, sorry, New Jersey bus commuters, what you have now, with some planned improvements, is what you get for the near future.
And then you look over here, and I mean, you got the roof coming down. I mean, this area is highly populated all day long, okay? And look at the roof. I mean, it's been like that for years. There's tiles missing.
Yeah, there's panels missing from the ceiling. You can see some wiring.
It looks like your pal's basement, you know, back home in Jersey. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like he's trying to make it nice, and yeah, doesn't have much money.
Like Adam Wade's pal, the Port Authority wants to make its terminal nice, but because of spending on other projects, there's no money left. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.